Single parents face many challenges, doing the work of two parents while trying to maintain a job and a household, often without any kind of break. Here at Focus on the Family, we know that's tough. I'm John Fuller, and we examined some of those challenges on a recent radio broadcast. Jim Daly and I met with Robert Beeson, who wrote a book called Going Solo.
You mentioned this idea of codependency. Mm-hmm. There's lots of definitions about what that means. What does it mean in the divorce, remarry space? What does codependency look like?
It relates to the kids. One of the dangers of that we need to watch out for, and I spent a lot of time in the book talking about this, is codependency with our kids. They're in a perfect world. Christ is the center, then the family, and the kids orbit around that. Right. The tendency with single parents is you put your kids in the middle and you orbit around that.
Right.
That is the only way I know how to explain it, but that's what happened in our house. That was the unhealthy thing.
Is it by default because there's so much activity? You need to love them. You need to make them dinner. I mean, they naturally drift toward the center because that's just
they do. And I think it's also they've experienced so much hurt that you want to remedy that, or you want them to feel happy, or you don't want them to feel the effects to the extent that they might feel. It's all from a good perspective. But if there's not a boundary there, we get into this orbiting oddity that, like, it really can mess us up. For me, that's what happened. And so when I started talking about dating, I realized I went from codependency on my ex and trying to fix her to now I'm trying to fix my kids. And so if they feel discomfort at all, that rocks my world. I needed to start making decisions about what's best for my life. And in making decisions for what's best for my life, it is affecting my girls and it's helping them. But unplugging those kind of dysfunctional, you know, codependency things is really difficult when you've gone down that road.
Let me say that a little differently.
Sure.
So people can grab it from this perspective. It's that guilt factor.
Yes.
As a single parent, that you can overindulge your children. My mom did that with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, she worked as a waitress. She managed a restaurant. She would bring me milkshakes and put them in the refrigerator. I'd get up and have them for breakfast because any kid wants a milkshake.
It's a dream come true.
It's a great breakfast food, let me tell you, better than Cheerios. But I mean, it's totally unhealthy, obviously. And she didn't do it every night. But
no,
she'd get home at midnight after I was in bed. I didn't see enough of my mom. And that was a guilt thing, I think. She was saying, here, I love you. And it certainly communicated to me.
Because
I love
as a single
shakes.
Parent, we focus on happiness instead of health.
But a nice boundary there would have helped me, especially now that I'm...
Because a little bit of tension.
I mean,
you know, it's important for our kids to know that they can get through things in life.